We're in a probationary period in the human form of life. This is not the all in all. It is a probationary period in which we have the opportunity to improve ourselves. And because Krishna is very merciful, even if we are depressed, that is, even if we're held back by our previous samskaras, which may be severe, if we sincerely try to connect to the process of Krishna consciousness and take up what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, even if we can't do it completely, that goes to our credit. That goes to our credit. And it's good enough. Krishna will help us in every imaginable way. There are practical things that we can do by taking time to look at how we organize our lives. One exercise that I started recently, which really has me enlivened. This is printed on a small piece of paper. But on my wall at home, in the room where I spend most of my time, I have those very large post-it notes that you can paste against the wall. And I use them all the time now because I find that whatever is visible to me, I continually process. In fact, one of them is at the foot of my bed, and as soon as I open my eyes and look up, I can see many interesting prospects, and my mind immediately starts to work towards them. I began listing categories of things, just categories of things that I would like to do every day in order to live a complete life in Krishna consciousness. And I have a list of them right here. Should I read it?
Yes.
Dare I read it in public?
Yes.
Okay. I'm making myself very vulnerable here. So number one is to chant. Take time to chant. I wrote it down. It's deliberate. I decided I'm going to take time to chant because just by chanting, not doing anything else, the mind always wants to add something else and say, you got to do something else besides this. This is too easy. It's not so easy to sit and just chant. But all the shastras tell us this is the best way to purify the heart, to come in contact with Krishna, to attain all good qualities. And therefore, I put this as a category unto itself, chant. Give myself permission to chant every day with attention. Next is to read. I got the personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada, you must also read my books. That's what he said. When we came to meet him in his room in San Francisco, and we were introduced as a Sankirtan party, and that such and such was distributing so many books, so and so was doing this many books, and Prabhupada looked at us and he said, you must also read my books. And then he went on for some time explaining how he had written these specifically for us to read, to become purified, and to go back to Godhead. And it really impressed me. And the books also brought me to Krishna consciousness. They reached out to me. They appeared at my door magically, where I was in an obscure place on the planet. And one of them was carried in by a friend of mine from high school. So I took it as divine intervention. And all the instructions say read the books. So I've developed a process called VSH, page by page, which gives me a target goal every day to read a certain number of pages. And I give myself time and the space to sit down and read those pages, no matter where I am, no matter what place I am, to finish my daily pages. And that makes a big difference in my life. Another aspect is chad, which is chapter a day, which is to chant at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, just the Sanskrit of the English, but at least one chapter. The next is to study. A study is a little different than reading. Reading means you can just sit there and just associate. I feel like I'm directly associating with Prabhupada. In fact, you get more association with Prabhupada reading his books than you ever would have being on the planet at the same time he was here. Practically nobody got association with Prabhupada directly. There was only a few. And many of them made offenses because it's easy to do when you come close. Familiarity breeds contempt. And Prabhupada said over and over again, if you read my books, I've said everything in my books. And how did he say it? From his heart. He said these are emotional, devotional ecstasies coming out. And if you sit and just associate with Prabhupada through reading, you'll have his association. Your intelligence will become clarified. But study means that you sit down and figure out how things are connected in the Shastra. You find one thing and said, oh, this goes with that, and this goes with this. And you drill down and you look at the Nectar of Devotion and you look at the other books and you see how they're all interrelated and how they have commentaries which complement each other and so forth. Study deeply. Another is to worship. Worship is so special. We have to take time to worship every day. Now, this may sound like the day is over already, but each one of these points, you can at least do a little bit of time. At least take 5 minutes. If you start even with 1 minute for each of these categories, then you'll have a balanced, full life in Krishna consciousness. So worship means you have to offer something to Krishna. Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhaktya prayachati taraham bhakti paritam ashnami paritatmanah. What kind of verse is this? Where else on the planet, in the universe, can you find a verse like this? Where Krishna, and who is Krishna? He's the Supreme Personality of God. And he said, just give me a leaf or a flower and I'll take it from you if you give it with love. That is the verse to connect to. That's the worship verse. Or, manmana bhavamad bhakto matyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasti yukvaivam atmanam parayanaha. Krishna says, you can worship me, bow down to me. How good does that feel when the world's moving against you and you can barely keep your feet moving because things are coming at you so fast and you have a place to bow down before the Panchatattva, before the image of Krishna. It's very powerful. So worship, take time every day to worship, and if you can regulate your worship so every day you have this opportunity to offer Krishna a flower, a lamp, then you have this special intimate time with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pray. Say some prayer. I've built it into, at least I say one prayer a day, besides the Maha Mantra, and that is before I take rest at night. I always say the last mantra from the Sri Upanishad. Oh, my Lord is powerful as fire, omnipotent one. Now I offer you all obeisances, falling on the ground at your feet. Please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all I've done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins, so there'll be no hindrance to my progress. I found that verse when I first got the Sri Upanishad, before I'd come to Krishna consciousness, and I grabbed onto it. I said, this is my verse. I'll just hold on to this verse. So pray. It's a prayer. And there's lots of prayers in the Shastra that you can take shelter of. Another activity is write. Every day write something. Write down what your realizations are. It helps to consolidate them. And again, Prabhupada emphasized this. Another is to practice. Practice something every day. Because the miracle of the human experience is that you can get better at anything. Someone was telling me the other day, I was at the dentist, and he was saying, hey, you know what? If you're right-handed and you learn to write with your left hand, you won't get Alzheimer's. And I said, I don't know if that's true or not, but I know when I broke my right arm many years ago, and I had a big cast on my arm, I started writing with my left hand, and at first no one could read it, but after a couple of weeks I said, this is pretty good. You're in, you know. And I've noticed that if you take time every day to do some kind of practice, especially with the hand-mind coordination, learn some coordination exercise, practice something over and over again so you can have the experience of doing the discipline so that you get better at something. It encourages you in all parts of your life. And there are many devotional things that you can practice, like music. Memorize. Take time to memorize something in Krishna consciousness, whether it's one line in English or a shloka in Sanskrit, but memorize. And how do you do that? Well, there's lots of information on my website. There's a whole section about how to memorize things. And if you just learn how to memorize, it's very a nice meditation. Another is to communicate. take time to communicate with others and write back, call back, take some time during the day to do that. Another is to think. How often do you get a chance during the day to think? Honestly, you can go 20 years without thinking. You can also go 20 years without communicating. Some spouses live together and they don't talk. They just go back and forth. They never have a meaningful conversation for 20, 30 years. Some people don't talk to their kids, really talk to them. Take time to communicate. Take time to think. It's one of the most important things that we do. Lord Brahma at the beginning of the universe, that's what he did. He sat down, let me think this over. how to figure out who I am, where I came from. And if you think, take time to think, it's amazing what comes out. And one of the ways you can do it is get a legal pad from your local Office Depot and a pen, like the one I have right here, and just sit down, close all the doors, shut off everything else, and sit there with your pad and just put a question to your mind and just say, what's important to you? What do you want to do with your life? Think about it for 5 minutes or better, an hour, and you will be amazed how your life will change if you just take time to think. We don't get time to think. We're tortured in this world because we're pushed along and we don't get the opportunity to really think about who we are, what we are, and where we're going. So think. The next is to meet. You have to meet with people. Get together with them one-on-one. Take the time to see them, actually connect with them, because magical things come from meeting. Another is to plan. There's a saying Ogmandino gave many years ago I picked up from one of his books that I really like, which is never greet the dawn without a map. And all production, high productivity experts will say, if you take time to plan before you act, you'll save yourself hours, weeks, months, years by this planning process. Plan. Another is to organize. A mantra that goes with organizing is a place for everything and everything in its place. And that's a constant endeavor to do that. But it's worth taking time every day to say, how can I be more organized? Where can I put everything? How can I put everything in its place or find a place for everything that I have? Next is to monitor, and that's to check your progress. How are you doing with all the things that you're doing in your life? And the next is to exercise. The body is a very complex machine, and all the studies in the world nowadays show that you have to exercise to make it work right. You can't just sit around and expect to be healthy the rest of your life. You have to get out and walk. You have to get out and move your arms and make the machine go. Otherwise, it'll fall apart prematurely, and you'll be really sorry about that. And so will we. The next is to eat healthy. Eat healthy. Be careful what you eat, because your diet is really important. You are what you eat. And if you're careful about your diet, then you'll be right in your mind and also in your body. Next is take time to play. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates used to go down to the bathing ghat and they would fight. They would ride on each other's shoulders, even the great scholars. And they would splash water at each other. And they would yell and they would call each other ill names. And they had fun. You got to have fun in life. And take time to do that. Go for a hike with your friend. Go out to see the sunset. Do something, but get out and have some fun. And the next one is to laugh. You got to take time to laugh. Krishna used to laugh at a lot of things. He made all kinds of jokes with his friends. Prabhupada used to laugh and joke. So take the lighter side. Not all the time, but sometimes at appropriate times. Learn to laugh. Another is to contribute. When you're planning how to contribute to others, how to give, then your mind feels satisfied. That's one of the ways to get satisfaction in life, is to contribute and think how you can contribute. And consult with mentors. I talked about this before, about you should collect mentors. You should consult your mentors, because The world's too complex to figure out all by ourselves. We need mentors. We need lots of them. So figure out who are your top mentors and keep in touch with them. Keep an open line so that they can help guide you through all the different tribulations of life and the jubilations. And then finally, invest in relationships. It's very important. I heard today from several of the presentations, especially Shraddha's, she was talking about how important it is to invest in people in your relationship with them, your friendships, and so forth. If you take time for them, then your life will become very rewarding. And charity starts at home. You have to invest in the relationships that you already have close at hand, the relationships you have with the devotees. There's a concept Stephen Covey gives about the emotional bank account. Did you know that you have a bank account in your heart? Everyone does. And you can make a deposit in the bank account that people carry in their hearts emotionally. You can go out of your way for them to make a deposit. And what happens if you keep depositing? What do you get? You get interest too, eh? That's pretty good. Invest over here. It's a good one to invest in. You get interest, you get a surplus, you begin to build up a nice balance and compounded interest. It's very powerful. This is what strong relationships are about, investment. And if you have to make a withdrawal, has anybody had this experience? You ever had to make a withdrawal in a relationship? Yes? So don't get overdrawn. If you haven't made a contribution in a long time, don't think about taking a draw from the bank, because it will damage the relationship. You'll have penalties to pay. But if you continually are giving, in the inevitable time when you have to take something back, or you mistakenly say something that isn't appropriate in your relationship, then you can withstand that because you have a sufficient balance. These are, in summary, ways in which I stay focused on what's important to me, what goes in my resume, and looking at my life and what I do and what I would like not to do. And there's another section on here called Bad Habits, and I'm not reading them to you. I'm not that vulnerable. There are ways in which it's hard even to admit to myself that I have these. It's hard to write them. It's like, oh, that and this and that. And then what if this list gets out somehow? It's embarrassing. But actually, it's important to fix your resume. What is it that you want to fix? What is it you want to add to your life? Take time to figure it out and create a masterpiece resume for your life. And give yourself to this process of Krishna consciousness especially. Last points about what's very important to Krishna are given by Srila Prabhupada in one of his purports, where he describes daksha's prayers and the Lord answering them. And he says, does Srila Prabhupada, and here's the formula, FTIG, he gives these four action verbs for things that you can do that make you very dear to Krishna. You ready? Yes. Follow the previous acharyas. Try to benefit conditioned souls. Induce the conditioned souls to become Krishna conscious. And give them all facilities to become Krishna consciousness. Follow, try, induce, and give. These all relate to the process that you've been engaged in over the weekend, those of you here for the seminar, which is the active process of organizing around the principle of giving mercy to others and showing compassion. And that's the best thing that you can put on your resume. As Krishna says at the end of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, no one is more dear to me than the person that invests in this. So I congratulate all of you for taking your time this weekend to learn about Sankirtan, about book distribution, and we've gained so much by having you here. We deeply appreciate you coming all this way. It's really touched our hearts. We feel more connected to you now, and we look forward to working together in North America to increase the Sankirtan and book distribution to the level that will be acceptable, which is much, much bigger than it is now. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.